This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I want to remind you today, G-Bag Nation is going to be at the On Rotation Brewery and Kitchen. That's a hard word to say. On Lemon Avenue in Dallas, right by Love Field. And you might be like, I love the G-Bag Nation. I need to make my way out there. Well, you should. But also, 100 of the new Tolo pint glasses are going to be given away today to kick off the Brew Crew Tour with the G-Bag Nation.
I don't understand those words that you just said. The new what?
Brew Crew Tour. Brew Crew Tour.
Was that the thing that was confusing for you?
There's a Tolo pint glass?
Yeah, that's right. I have one. Did you not get one? That one was meant for you, and I took it, so I actually have two now.
Yeah.
And so if you want your first opportunity to get one, go see G-Bag On Rotation today.
And, you know, there's a game tonight, so if you want a pregame for it, I like the tailgate option with the G-Bag Nation. If you're looking for ciders and hard seltzers, you got lots of local stuff there. If you're looking for some sours and wilds, some roasties and darks, some Belgians, if you're looking for hoppy and bitter, hazies, whatever it is, they have a ton of local brews on tap that you're like, oh, man, I love me some Peticolas. Whatever it is, go there on rotation. They have tons of stuff to drink from. So you get that glass, fill it up, drink, enjoy the game.
Yes. No, absolutely.
Oh, and G-Bag. Enjoy G-Bag while you're at it.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, yeah. For sure.
Fellowship.
Now we're going to move to the NFL. We'll get back into the Mavericks in just a little bit. I've got five sleeper teams for the 2022 NFL season. Plus, why is this person the new favorite to be the NFL MVP? Who do you guys think would be a logical choice to be NFL MVP next year, or at least the betting favorite?
Tom Brady or Pat Mahomes.
Steve DeBerg.
No.
Man, that was a good choice.
Thanks.
That's a dumb choice. Patrick Mahomes is third at 9-1. Tom Brady tied for fifth at 14-1. The person that he's tied for fifth with is the reigning two-time MVP in Aaron Rodgers. But I think both of your guesses are logical.
Thank you.
Would you like to make further guesses that would actually be correct?
Wow.
Or actually, I don't know. It's tough because I don't think this person being at the top of the MVP chart makes sense.
This is tough because it feels like quarterback is the way that you have to go. And I mean, you've highlighted some of the really good ones or the ones that perennially are up there in Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers.
Do you have Matt Ryan in that list?
Are you serious?
No, it's not Matt Ryan. I mean, he's lower down on the list. I think he's 11 or 12 behind Dak and along with Kyler.
Corey, right. Do you think that the AFC West is just going to cannibalize each other? Because, I mean, there's a lot of love for Justin Herbert, and he's getting a lot of help from his defense, or he should this year.
I think you just said the name.
Kevin?
Justin Herbert's the one.
Official guess, Justin Herbert.
You know, it's interesting because I told you Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are tied for fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow is fourth.
Yeah, nobody believes in Joe Burrow.
I mean,
which I love. I love that about it.
Well, I don't know. Fourth feels pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is third.
Mm-hmm.
Your previous and longstanding favorite, Josh Allen, is second. That would be
okay, that
really
was weird.
Dumb if I did it like that. Sorry. Yeah. Josh Allen is second. Number one on the list.
Oh, hold on. It's Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
I already told you that Dak Prescott is lower on the list. That is
Dak
incorrect.
Dak Prescott is the number one. Yeah.
Lower.
Favorite.
Okay, lower. That's your What's official a lower guess? Number than five?
Wrong.
One.
Your official guess is wrong. You should have guessed Justin Herbert as your official guess because that is correct.
We did guess Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert is now the favorite to win MVP, and the word is that there are quote-unquote rumors that Brandon Staley is going to run an air-it-out assault. And he's just going to be like, running the football is mostly stupid. Let's just pass the ball all of the time. Justin Herbert has now moved up the charts, and he is number one on the MVP list.
I think maybe the C.J. Jackson and Khalil Mack additions help that a lot because they feel like he's going to be...
J.C. Jackson?
Yeah.
I didn't want to correct him. It's all right. He was so close.
But I was like, I wanted to make sure. I was like, oh, Dip, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. What if there was a C.J. and a J.C. Jackson on the same team?
That was confusing. I'm out.
But the whole point is, like, their team was kept out of potential big wins last year because their defense wasn't good enough. They ranked like in the 22 area in a lot of defensive areas last year, secondary being one of them. Justin Herbert can get the offense going. It's just whether or not his defense can get him the ball back. So I do think that like this is a good flashy option for a lot of people. Like it's a sexy pick for people that are looking at betting next year and going, oh, why would they launch him up there like that? I think it's a sexy pick because he's going to be in more potential winning situations this year, maybe even potential winning like late in the season to put them and vault them into the top. When you say cannibalizing each other, that's interesting because I think they can all win like 10 games. It's ridiculous to think that, but they can all beat up on each other, but still own a lot of their out of conference or out of a division record too. And so they can all be in that area. What we saw last year with the NFC West,
yeah,
where all the teams were kind of right there in the conversation a little bit, maybe except for Seattle, but like there they were. I think the AFC West definitely can be in that, and if he's winning it, if he's at the top of it, that would be a definite spot for him.
And plus, I think what helps that, and I guess we think of this more in like college with the Heisman moment, but the opportunity for MVP moments are going to be there because I can imagine. In fact, I'll have to go back and look at like the schedule that we got. They're going to have plenty of opportunities in primetime situations because of where they're situated, where I imagine that will help in that endeavor, right?
I absolutely think you're right. And maybe I just need to rethink because while I looked at it at first, I was like, man, a dude who's never been in the playoffs is the MVP favorite. And then I had to like, well, I know he didn't win MVP, but maybe people are reevaluating because of the way the Bengals came from, with the exception of our one Tolo, seemingly nowhere to take the league by storm, is maybe people are like, well, now it's Justin Herbert's time, because I still feel like a lot of people think Justin Herbert is better than Joe Burrow. Is that a fair? You don't have to give your opinion, but don't you think there's a lot of sentiment out there still that Justin Herbert is better than Joe Burrow?
Justin Herbert has all of the physical skills to be the best quarterback in the league. Like just watching the ball jump out of his hand is number one. And then he has all those, you know, physical traits of being able to run with the ball. And he's an active quarterback. That's very exciting. The one thing that I don't think like exists yet is what I see in Joe Burrow is on this killer instinct or this calm in the storm. How many cliches can I throw out there? That calmness that Joe has is the reason that team trusts him. He's never shaken by anything. Not saying that Justin Herbert is, but Justin Herbert hasn't had the opportunities to show that whenever it's that much on the line, that he is the dude that elevates the rest of the group. Joe Burrow was literally half a second away from winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Ramsey had fallen down and Ja'Marr Chase was wide open, but Aaron Donald had him wrapped up. If he had some blocking, so those are the things that like he's in the freaking Super Bowl and still this close to winning it and probably could have. He's that kind of guy. So Justin Herbert, I like the option though.
Now, as we move on to the dark horse, or I guess the sleeper teams, it rules out, so this article I was looking at rules out any team that's got 20-1 or better odds. So the Cowboys are not a dark horse team.
Because they have better than 20-1 odds.
That is true.
Okay.
So
he's trying to psych us out.
Bills, I mean, this is not a trick. Like, I'm playing it straight just like
Can't
the wire
them.
Would. The Bills, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Rams, the Chargers, the Broncos, the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Browns, and the Bengals. So, like, those are your non sleeper teams. Where do you guys go from there? Because number five on the list, and I just think this is wild, but I don't believe in this whatsoever, but they're like, hey, let's take a real long shot. They went with the Jets at number five as 130-1 odds. I am, and I'll definitely admit if I'm wrong, I'm not a Zach Wilson believer, and the Jets have given us many reasons not to believe in them over the years, so I'll take a big fat pass on that, even at astonishing odds.
I'd say give him a little protection, and I think he's going to be better. I like the tools that he has to work with. I still think Elijah Moore is going to turn into a star this season. I think you're going to be really excited about it, and that could be from Wilson actually growing as the quarterback that he should be. I think that he needs somebody by his side to help him see what he needs to see. But, man, adding Sauce and adding Jermaine Johnson, I like those things that they added in their defense, and that's something that I didn't think their defense was great last year, but they weren't bad. And Robert Saleh coming out in there and doing his thing, I think that they can be better with better talent on that ball. But I agree, it's the Jets.
Now we will get to perhaps the more realistic but still long shots. I am curious, is there a long shot that you're like, you know what, as a sleeper team, I kind of dig this team?
It seems like a lot of, and I mean, obviously not one that people want to hear around these parts, but a lot of one that people
he's going to say the Eagles.
Getting fascinated with are the Philadelphia Eagles.
Number four on the list is, in fact, the Philadelphia Eagles. That's why I had to preemptively boo you.
You're rooting for them?
Who said that?
Did you just say that?
Who said that?
I feel like
why is Reggie rooting for the Eagles?
Man, if you're listening to the Get Right, just know, supporter of the Eagles, potentially.
Ooh, I don't want to torpedo his show because I like KG.
Oh, half the show, potentially.
Yeah,
I'm
a huge Steelers fan.
See?
Damn it!
And shows
you know
can
what?
Be successful
now you
that
can
way.
Torpedo the yeah. show. Yeah. That's your fault. That's your fault right there. But
The Eagles are
number four. And honestly, at 25-1, like, I get it. Because you have to take teams that are, like, off the beaten path in terms of not the favorites. They have been in talent acquisition mode. By the way, I don't want to derail this too much, and I forgot to ask for this audio clip, but if you were listening to Mike McCarthy yesterday on the G-Bag Nation, like literally the first or second thing he said was, we're done with the talent acquisition mode. And then he stopped and took a step back and he was like, well, I mean, you're always acquiring talent. But he literally said, we are done. I don't know if there's a way to go back and check that. It was right at about 3 o'clock because I was listening to G-Bag and I was like, what the hell?
Well, everything does at this point in the important part of what he's doing has to now focus on what they're doing on the field and let Will McClay handle the rest of that. I think my sleeper team, which I think I put them in the AFC championship yesterday, and somebody's already mad that I said Matt Ryan earlier, dead serious. I think the Colts are a good sleeper team.
Now, real quick, number three on the list is the Miami Dolphins. Number two on the list, the Indianapolis Colts that Corey Majors just said, 22-1. And I love this blurb. It says, for one, Carson Wentz is gone. Like, that is how they start out their explanation of why the Colts can make a move in the right direction.
They had a lot of offensive line shuffling last year, but you still have Quentin Nelson. Like, they had some COVID problems last year too, but you still have Quentin Nelson. If you can run behind Quentin Nelson with Jonathan Taylor, Matt Ryan should have better options to get downfield.
Are there any teams we've run through it that you're like, I think this could be a live sleeper team that we're missing off the list? Because you guys are only missing number one. And I was trying to decide if I want to give a hint. This is a team I believe in for a very specific reason.
Yeah, like sleepers seem like they don't compete that often.
For these purposes, it essentially means they're not in the top like 10 of the NFL.
All right. Is Arizona in the top 10?
Arizona is not. They are not on this list, but it's interesting because their quarterback is Kyler Murray, who some people believe in, some people do not. This team is also helmed by a quarterback that some people very much do not believe in. I happen to be the one of the people that do believe in.
Baltimore.
The Baltimore Ravens at 22-1. I have seen...
That's just outside of the range.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. Right. It's like they took the Colts and the Ravens at 22-1, like just outside of that top grouping. But that makes sense because if I tell you right now the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not breaking news. I want to make this clear. I am not breaking news that Colts are moving back to Baltimore because they also love The Wire. I'm not breaking that news. But if the Baltimore Ravens or the Indianapolis Colts win the Super Bowl, like in this moment, wouldn't you be pretty surprised? I would be pretty surprised if either one of those teams won the Super Bowl.
Okay, like, win the Super Bowl, sure.
Yes.
Make a deep run in the playoffs, I don't think.
Okay, and so that's what I'm saying. Surprised. Like, that's why I think they are sleepers, is because I would be pretty surprised if either one of those teams won the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
And is that
every
just because the organization? Well,
Stop.
Yeah, that's
every
right.
Every team could win this.
Stop
year.
It.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Stop
every,
it.
What's every team's focus this year?
I'm going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Best shape of my life.
We're going to talk to Tony Khan at 11 o'clock. Tell him that they're going to win the Super Bowl.
All right. I'll try.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.